Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House confirming President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. Trump spokesperson Sean Spicer.
It is not up to, nor is it appropriate, nor is it legal for the government to start going into private citizens seeking advice and telling them what they have to register or not. That would be the equivalent of walking through someone's tax return and saying that's not a deduction that you should take.
Spicer said President Trump insists on the highest ethical standards, in his words, for everyone who works in this administration, and that is why Flynn had to resign. United Nations officials and international aid workers fear the Turkish government is gearing up to shutter more Western non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, working with Syrian refugees following the expulsion Tuesday of Mercy Corps, one of the world's largest humanitarian nonprofits. UN officials say they suspect all Western NGOs are likely to be instructed shortly to re-register their presence in the country, and it's unclear whether they will be allowed in the meantime to continue working with the more than 2 million Syrian refugees. Faced with a shrinking pool of visas, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul has started turning away Afghan military translators and other Afghan nationals seeking to immigrate to the United States through a decades-old special visa program. As part of March 5th, more than 1,437 special migrant visas were available for Afghans when there were more than 15,000 Afghans in various stages of the application process. This is VOA News. United Nations reporting that aid workers have provided desperately needed food as well as other humanitarian aid to more than 330,000 South Sudanese who are facing famine in four key areas of Unity State. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN aid agencies have been scaling up relief operations in famine-stricken Unity State since February 20th, when the UN declared a localized famine in this region of South Sudan. The United Nations reports some of the 100,000 people facing starvation are dying, while another 1 million are on the brink of famine across war-torn South Sudan. Because of security concerns, the World Food Program has been airdropping food, emergency livelihood assistance, nutrition supplements, health and sanitation kits. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA airdrops are the only option when truck convoys are unable to go by road to deliver aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has returned to the country after medical leave of a month and a half, raised some questions about his health and some calls for his replacement. Buhari spoke just after arriving home.
I'm deeply grateful to all Nigerians, Muslims and Christians alike, who have prayed and are continuing to pray for my good health.
Few details have been released about Buhari's medical leave in London. When he left in January for the London area, the government said it was routine, a medical checkup. 74-year-old remained out of sight for weeks while anxiety rose in Nigeria, which is grappling with some crises, including Boko Haram extremist attacks and an economy that last year contracted for the first time in a quarter century. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says he hopes to launch formal talks to renegotiate the American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada in a little more than 3 months. Ross spoke with reporters in Washington, saying he hopes to notify Congress in the next couple of weeks that the 90-day countdown to those talks had begun. Spoke at a joint news conference with Mexican Economy Minister Ildefonso Guajardo. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters on a visit to Houston, Texas, he's open to working with the Trump administration to revise the NAFTA deal. And Friday marked 8 years since the Standard & Poor's 500 index here on the U.S. Stock Exchange closed at a low point for the worst bear market in equities since the Great Depression. Since then, the market has done much better. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers as we give you every week on VOA's Jazz America. This week, the conversations with Steve Kahn. Over four decades, the great guitarist from California originally, now a citizen of the world, and specifically New York City, Steve Kahn has established himself as one of the greatest guitarists in all of jazz. His latest release, Backlog, is a further investigation of Latin and jazz coming together. He does it in such a beautiful way with a host of fantastic players. And as a matter of fact, coming up, you're going to hear Steve Kahn and his jazzified, Latinized version of a Stevie Wonder classic, the song Go Home. Now, Stevie Wonder from Detroit, Michigan, the place known as Motown, the Motor City. Well, Motown was quite a movement in American music and influenced many styles of music. Among those styles, jazz. So I thought I'd give you a little salute to Motown to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with a few songs, including Stevie Wonder's Go Home from Steve Kahn. But first, Marvin Gaye. Here is the guitarist, Kevin Eubanks, from his new release, East West Timeline, with his version of What's Going On, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
your grace got blue. I can make it rain whenever I want to. I can build a castle from a single grain of sand. I can make a ship sail on dry land. But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue, 'cause I can't get next to you. I can't get next to you. Just can't get next to you. I can fly like a bird in the sky. I can buy anything that money can buy. I can turn a river into a raging fire. I can live forever if I so desired. Unimportant are all these things that I can do. 'Cause I can't get next to you. I can't get next to you. No matter what I do, I can't get next to you. Turn back the hands of time, you better believe I can. And I can make the seasons change just by a wave of my hand. I can change anything from old to new. The thing I want to do the most, I'm unable to do. Unhappy am I with all the powers that I possess. 'Cause girl, don't you know you're the key to my happiness? But I can't get next to you. Next to you, no matter what I do.
Kevin Mahogany, the great vocalist, and his version of the Temptations classic from the Motown era, I Can't Get Next to You, from his album Pride and Joy. And preceding that, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On from Kevin Eubanks' latest release. We're giving you a mini salute to the effect of Motown on jazz, and at the same time, the blending of Latin and jazz. So all these influences coming together. It's a modern manifestation of the current state of jazz in many ways. We're going to give you the Stevie Wonder composition, Go Home, interpretation by our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, guitarist Steve Kahn, celebrating the release of his new album, Backlog. Backlog, to me, I've got a real problem with a record like this because I can't find a cut on the album that I don't want to play. And as a radio programmer, I mean, it's just chock full of one brilliantly crafted, beautifully played, great spirit in the music. Each cut, one after the other, lives on its own and just brilliant stuff. Other observations I'll make are, this time, none of your own compositions. You're choosing from various musical worlds, from the world of, shall we say, free jazz, hard bop, classic ballads, modern pop music, and then giving it that Steve Kahn sound on electric and acoustic with, of course, that infusion of Latin sensibility and rhythms, and created with a cast of all-star characters, your usual suspects, and some of your great all-star friends. Those are my general thoughts about Backlog. Let's get yours.
Well, you know, I think the first observation, and it's great that, you know, you and I are doing this because, you know the recordings. And so, if you just look at the progression from Parting Shot to Subtext to Backlog, on Parting Shot, I think I wrote seven of them. Mm-hmm. So on Subtext, there were only like two and a half original tunes. There's a tune I co-wrote with Marianne Ingold. And so that came down. And then as this recording was in preparation for it, I mean, I'm always trying to write some new music, and like one of the things that I often start with is like, well, Steve, you know, like, come on, you can write a blues, you know, so I mean, let's come up with something. You always come up with some interesting blues tune. On Subtext, Bait and Switch is really kind of a twist on a blues, but everything I started to write, I just, you know, would write something, play it the next day, and go, this is not good enough, you know, and throw it out and start all over again. And eventually, I'm sitting there with nothing. And luckily for me, you know, I have this backlog of tunes that I love. And I, you know, went digging in there and, you know, pulled them out. And the collection of music that you now have is from, you know, obviously I wouldn't play something if I didn't love the piece of music, the song. And that's what, you know, Backlog is.
And now let's hear how Steve Kahn gives Stevie Wonder's classic Go Home a Latin twist on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. You know, it seems like that music we just heard could have been recorded yesterday, but it's amazing to note that what you just heard, Red Garland, the great pianist and its trio, is 60 years old, recorded in 1957 from the album Groovy. That's a song entitled Hey Now, here on VOA's Jazz America. More coming up with Steve Kahn, but first we're going to hear two songs that are salute to Joe Zawinul and Weather Report. That's on the way. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz. America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received which reads as follows. Many, many thanks, Russ, for promoting jazz music. It's very fascinating, entertaining, and educating listening. I hope you continue with the same spirit like always. I'm Joseph Munyao from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you. Well, thank you, Joseph, and it would be my pleasure to play for you two classic songs made famous originally by the great band Weather Report. These are updated versions of those classics. You're going to hear Birdland, sung by Manhattan Transfer from their album Extensions. But first, here's something brand new from drummer Jerry Gibbs, and he usually records with what he's called the Thrasher Trio, but now it's the Thrasher People as he brings in a larger ensemble to help him realize his dream, and quite an ambitious one it is, a two-disc set called Weather or Not. One of the discs is the music of Weather Report, and the other is his own compositions, his life suite, he calls it. I'll be playing more from this album later, but right now, let's hear a swinging modern version of Teen Town from Jerry Gibbs on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
hub. I remember one jazz club where we went to Pat Beat down on 52nd Street. Everybody heard that word that they named it after Bird, where the rhythm swooped and swirled, the jazz corner of the world. And the cats they gigged in there were beyond compare. Birdland, I'm singing Birdland. Birdland, I'm swinging Birdland.
Hey, baby, music from the jazz
run. You tell me.
And tell me,
such as that. No more Scooby-Ba, no more Dr. Lane, that's where it was at. I know that the living Bob was riding high. Hello, goodbye.
Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed,
yes,
he did.
Yes, he really did.
Yes, indeed he really did.
Yes, indeed
told
he
the
did.
Truth way down in Birdland.
Yes, indeed he did. Yardbird Parker played in Birdland.
Yes, indeed he really did.
One of the most popular and famous songs of the jazz fusion era of the 1970s, Birdland from Weather Report. That is The Version, with vocals by Manhattan Transfer from their album Extensions. This is Russ Davis, and we're just about to hear one more cut from Backlog, the latest from guitarist Steve Kahn, as he does the music of the great saxophonist Greg Osby, a song called Concepticus in C. We'll get some more thoughts from him, then hear that song right now on VOA's Jazz America.
But I have one more thing I want to cover with you before we close this out. And thanks for your time, as always. Oh, it's always fun, and to get your thoughts. I was thinking from the days when Stan Getz and Jorge Roberto did jazz samba, and before that, Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo coming together and blending those musical worlds and making it jazz. And now all the things that are going on with artists from all over the world improvising and bringing in their own folk music, if you will. Fahir Tokoglu from Turkey and Yaga Jazzes from Norway, and I can name many, 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 many more, who take their own local folk music and then it becomes world jazz, as they say. It's almost like the world is getting smaller and smaller, and artists like you are helping make that happen, because now Latin jazz, quote-unquote, a la Steve Kahn, is Steve Kahn music and not exotic and foreign as it was before. That's almost not a question. It's just a statement. Some thoughts from you on that.
Well, you know, it's hard to see, you know, my part in this the bigger picture that you're painting, which is a, you know, is a great thing. I mean, I remember there were, I remember like Paul Horn doing, you know, experiments with, sort of multicultural, music. And then you had, you know, there were these, I forget what they were, but, you know, like say, Ravi Shankar and, yes. Yehudi, Menuhin, you know, even though he's not a jazz guy, but there were these cross-cultural blends that have always, you know, been, I think jazz musicians have always been, you know, open to exploring these things. And I think there are certain musicians, often, you know, visionary players who help that process along. We'll be right back.
from his latest release backlog, Concepticus in C from Steve Kahn. This is Russ Davis. Thank you for listening. I've got one more composition from Steve Kahn. This is entitled Chaturanga CC. He wrote the song and recorded it with the Caribbean Jazz Project, the Grammy award-winning band. Back in the day, when they released the album New Horizons, it was Dave Samuels on vibes, Steve Kahn on guitar, and on the flute, Dave Valentin. And with sadness, I have to pass along the news that on the 8th of March, Dave Valentin, one of the main men in the Latin jazz scene in New York City, passed away. We'll remember him and listen to him playing the flute alongside Dave Samuels on vibes and marimba and Steve Kahn on guitar on this song from New Horizons to close out this edition of Jazz America from VOA 1. Charanga CC, Steve Kahn's composition from the Caribbean Jazz Project album New Horizons, featuring Dave Samuels and the late great flutist Dave Valentini. This is Russ Davis, and that is a Grammy Award-winning band you just heard, Caribbean Jazz Project. And speaking of which, on the next edition of Jazz America, the theme is, and the winner is, saluting the 2017 Grammy Award winners in the jazz categories. We'll talk to four of those winners, John Scofield, Chucho Valdez, Robert Glasper, and Michael League of Snarky Puppy, and hear their Grammy Award-winning music and the award-winning music of their fellow jazzers on the next Jazz America.